Hi everybody, this is Nikki. So the last time we spoke, we talked about social media and the reliance on social media currency like comments, likes, and so on, and the importance of not relying on them for our creativity or reactions and responses to our creativity. I think that's very important because as much as social media is a wonderful tool and allows us to reach out to audiences way beyond our front doorstep, there is a tendency to play the popularity games, and that can be devastating for our creativity if we're not aware of it and if we're not careful about it. So what I'd like to talk very briefly about today is, if we're not relying on likes and comments, how do we manage it? How do we still put out work there, still invite comments and input, but not have it measure and direct what it is we do? So what I do, what I try to do, what I suggest is try and maintain a healthy balance and start off by doing whatever you do. So let's say you're creating a piece of work, a piece of music, a piece of art, writing even, but you put it out there because the reasons you put it out there are the reasons that you want to put it out there and have totally nothing to do with what people might think of it. Because really what people think of it is their business. What you think of it is the most important. So if I create some art and an art piece and I put it out there, unless I'm actually looking for constructive comments, and then I'll specifically word it to say to people, you know, to help me get that input I'm looking for. But if you're just putting your work out regularly, which is a good thing, it's good to share it just to get used to putting it out there for people to see. Try and do that because you want to do it. So whether you get a ton of likes or hundreds of likes and comments, or you don't get any, it's not going to devastate you. And that is very important, because I have seen people actually stop posting and stop creating work because they feel nobody looks at it, nobody likes it, and they feel they're doing a crappy job, when in fact the work is actually beautiful and there can be 101 reasons why people haven't liked or commented on it. So always think about why you're putting your work out there and dissociate yourself from the impact of people commenting or not commenting. Most of the time people will comment and like, and especially people who like your work and like you, they will make an effort. And this brings me to the next point, is that that doesn't mean that you shouldn't look at people's work and constructively comment and like if you like the work, because it does help acknowledge people. People do need acknowledgement, and it is good to do that. The key thing is here just not being reliant on social media currency to the extent that it actually affects the work that you put out, or how often you put it out, or even in fact whether you do the work at all or stop. So there are ways of doing this, and I encourage you to practice sharing your work and your ideas and thoughts, but not worrying too much whether people like or don't like, and just doing what you're doing regardless, and using social media for the best you can do and for most of the things that you do, and using it to your benefit. Anyway, I hope that tip has been useful, something that we all work with to some extent or the other. It's just how much we let it matter to us that I think that counts. So have a great day, and until next time, this is Nikki tuning out. Bye.